disappointing Saturday afternoon. What did you make of that?
I just end of what you were saying there, Chris, and spot on, isn't it? We weren't clinical enough. You don't score goals, you don't win games, and we've had two gilt edge chances first half, you know, before they've scored. And second half, it's just wave after the touch, hit the post, cleared off the line. But for all the play, listen, there's no way we should be going back up the road with nothing. That's without, you know, I think anybody who was at the game, and it was clear. But bottom line is, if you don't take your chances, you don't win games.
Why is it that, you know, we hear that players are banging them in 99 times out of 100 in training, but then when it comes to the game?
I don't know, because I just said exactly the same in the dressing room. We'll do finishing every week, and we come off and think, it's a good finisher. He's a good finisher. He can finish. And today, you know, we've had real good opportunities, and for whatever reason, listen, that's football. It happens. It's we go back to the Rochdale game, we scored four, and we maybe could have got more, but we were clinical that night. You know, that's what football's about, isn't it? And they've won the game with one bit of magic from them. You know, a free kick over the top. You can't do anything with that. You know, it's a fantastic free kick in the top corner. Unfortunately for us. So, let's say it's a long trek back up the road, and it's one that we're hugely disappointed with, because, you know, the overall game, we aimed to come and try to win the game. And I think even if we'd have scored with, you know, 6 minutes went up, we're thinking, if we got a goal against them, you know, we thought we could have gone and got another. And you think it's coming, but it never. And that's football. You've got to get on with it. Unfortunately for us, we've got to wait two more weeks now to the next league game. I wish there were a game on Tuesday, but there isn't. So, yeah, we'll have to... you can work all you want, as you say, in training and finishing and crossing and whatever it may be, decision-making. But it's just... it's about taking your chances when they're there. And we had a lot of play and a lot of balls in the box and a lot of opportunities. Didn't score a goal.
Similar story in many ways to last week. Is that why the players then are at this level, because they're not clinical enough? You know what it's like to play at the highest level.
Listen, I don't want to be too hard on the players. It was a game today. We didn't take his chances. We know that. There were some fantastic performances out there. Meredith, Cullen, Lord again. You know, we're having some big performances. A lot of lads didn't deserve to be on the losing side there. Let's be fair. But I mean. Big James has missed one, a good chance today, but he's on the back of 4-4, so, you know, today wasn't our day, and we'll do, hopefully, trying to do better next time.
We were different class second half. Can you put your finger on why we were a little bit sloppy? We weren't quite at it first half, and I'm sure you must have said before the game, don't do what we did last week, let's get at them from the off.
Don't know if what we have to look at. I mean, we're on the bus again, it's not an excuse, another 5 hours yesterday. Went for a walk today, trying to do all the things, prepared correctly, and we were. It was as if we were stuck in second gear for a bit. Not a lot of it, but a couple of. You know, we've lost two free headers at corners from them, you know, which could have. You know, Doyle's made a good save.
Well, the goal came from a sloppy bit of play as well, didn't it?
Yeah, give the ball away in a key area of the park, free kick, as you say, goal, and we were sloppy at certain times. But just like the South End game, we did enough in the first half when we were cutting them to bits and getting crosses in, and like I said, we had two gilt-edged chances. I mean, really, you know, ones that we should be taking. So we knew second half, listen, you just got to keep playing, because it's, you know, you're going to get opportunities, and we did, but we just didn't take any.
Were you pleased with the subs? Murray certainly made a difference, bit of quality into the box, and Harris was also pulling the strings a bit.
Yeah, it'd have been easier to put Jordy on for McNulty, but we thought we'd, you know, give Harris just playing off hands a little bit, because it wasn't as though we were going long a lot. We were playing through him and got Harris. He just needs to, you know, he's got goals in him, Harris, but a couple of times he just didn't get shot off early enough, and when he did, it got blocked. And I think, I'm sure you watching it thought, you know, there's a goal coming, because we were just knocking on the door. But maybe it's one of them games we could have played all night and not scored. But as I say, answers at the foot of the post. We've had headers just wide, saves. So frustrating, that's what it was, because for the quality we've got in the team, and not to score today after all the play we had, is hugely frustrating.
As you say, it's 2 weeks now before the next league game. Forget about the checker trade for the moment. What's the plan for the next week or so? Are you giving them a few days off, or...?
Yeah, well, no, they'll be in Monday, and they might get a long weekend off next week. But as you say, I'm talking league games. We've got a game against Cambridge on the Wednesday, which we'll be going all out to win. And, you know, so some of the boys will be involved in that, naturally. But you know, we'll give a couple of lads who maybe want to go back to France or whatever a couple of days at the back end of next week. But again, it wasn't application or desire or determination today. We can't point the fingers and say they're not giving everything for the jersey. I think you saw the support's reaction to the players coming off the pitch, what they thought of the performance, you know, standing and staying behind and clapping the players off because they knew the effort had been there. It's just the clinical bit, which is the key part of football. And that's why centre forwards are paid millions. And the rest of us midfielders will get pennies.
Well, we were talking about the so-called mythical 20-goal striker just now as well. And looking at the teams last season that were promoted from all three divisions of the Football League, there were only actually two from each division that had a striker who scored 20 goals. So, you know, it doesn't guarantee it. It doesn't mean that you can't get promoted without one. But we're a month away, just over a month away now from the transfer window, Stuart. Are you starting to think about what you will be doing come January?
Thinking all along, even if we'd won today 4-0, you know, we're always thinking that, as we found even in the summer, even though we came in late, you see, MK Don's going spending a lot of money on a striker. Berry spent a lot of money on a striker. I don't know how many goals them two lads are up to. Bolton have won today, I believe, 1-0. Don't think they've got a 20-goal striker in the midst, but they're getting the 1-0s. They're keeping clean sheets and they're getting the odd goal, you know, but of course, we're always on the lookout, and at the moment in time, I'd say there's a lot of the good aspects of the team. There's, you know, there's a lot of things we're really pleased with, but you know, there was fingers pointed at us not long ago, not scoring enough goals. Then we got 10 in 3 games, and you think, yeah, you're on the roll again. Now we've come to his last 2 away games, no goals at Southend, when we had enough chances to score at least, obviously. I couldn't believe how we didn't score. And again, today, how we've not scored today or not even taking 3 points is a little bit mystifying, but it is what it is. And we've got to keep persevering and keep working because, like you say, up to January, you know, it's not so anything we can change. So we've just got to get the best out of what we've got at this moment in time, and that's what we're endeavouring to do. The lads are giving in everything they've got. And just, you know, just got to keep working at it.
Are we missing Billy Clark because he's top scorer, missing his quality maybe in the final third?
Possibly, and there's no doubt Billy's been terrific for us since we started. And he might have found a little bit of space out there today. But listen, who knows? You know, Billy might have played today and not gone to score sheet. You can't say, but he's certainly a key player for us. And you know, he'll be a fit for the 2 weeks' time. He's just got a little tear in his calf now, unfortunately. But yeah, you could probably say that.
Any bangs at all today? Any bangs, bruises?
I think there's one or two, but nothing major, I don't think. Nothing untoward. That won't be healed up in the next 10 days anyway.